Love that daily dose of Dietz. I'll talk with Kevin Dietz every day just before us and right after us, JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. And it's always a pleasure, even if it's twice in 1 week, of catching up with our friend Tyrone Levin, freelance journalist, born in Israel, served in the Israeli military, and is here right now to talk about what is going on, the very latest. I know that Hegseth gave an update on the war, but I want to ask you about this, Tyrone. First of all, welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me, Paul. It's good to be with you always.
There are lockdowns at U.S. bases, global security alert highlighting fears of potential Iranian retaliation against U.S. and everybody here on American soil. Some unidentified drones were spotted above the Washington Army base where Secretary of State Rubio and Defense Secretary Hegseth now reside for their own safety, raising some concern about their origin and intentions. Any thoughts?
Well, look, when you're in a war zone, you have to be careful. And I'm not sure. I was not aware that Hegseth and Rubio were in the war zone. But when you're there, you have to be very, very careful because we're fighting a completely different kind of warfare than anyone has ever fought. Even 20 years ago, the use of drones, the use of cyber, the use of electronic warfare, the use of digital warfare, none of this really existed. So it's not unusual to encounter new types of threats, and I'm quite sure that the American military is going to do everything it can to protect not just Rubio and Hegseth, but all our personnel as much as possible.
Well, here's hoping that the Democrats get the bill passed that makes sure that DHS is paid, and that would mean the Coast Guard, that would mean TSA doing away with the long lines at the airports, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not a political statement. That's just a realistic statement of what's going on right now. But do you believe that the United States might have underestimated the role drones are playing for Iran?
No, I don't. I really don't. In fact, I think, Paul, that the conflict is going much better for Israel and the United States than you're reading in the mass media. The mass media tends to focus on political intrigue in the United States and lots of speculation of what might not have been considered or what might have been done differently. But if you really just look at the raw numbers, and I've been fortunate recently, I can't talk too much about it, but I've been fortunate recently to be given a pretty much inside briefing of the numbers, the raw numbers of the number of drones that have been shot down, the number of ballistic missiles that have been shot down, the effectiveness of the air defense systems, the number of targets that have been taken out, the amount of intel that has come in from Iran. I mean, think about this. The targets that have been established, that have been found in Iran, the only possible way that the leadership of Iran's military and its secret police and some of these other groups could have been found and targeted is because there are lots and lots and lots of Iranians who are helping the United States and are helping Israel find these targets, identify them, and let them know that. And even though the internet has been taken down, it's pretty obvious that Skylink, Elon Musk's venture, has played some part in reestablishing connection with the outside world so that the military can find these targets. I think that Iran, it may take more weeks, it may take some months, but Iran is really on has been set back on its heels, and this war is going much, much better than you would think by reading the front page of the New York Times.
Well, reading the front page of the New York Times gives you only what the Democrats would like you to read and what the liberal media wants to let us know about.
Correct.
We've known that for a while. But Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today, I didn't see it, but maybe you did, Tyrone, in this final minute or so, the largest strike package yet in the Iran war being delivered today.
Well, we also know that some of these commanders in the Iranian military don't even want to fire missiles anymore because they know that the firings of these missiles tend to identify their location and they get struck so quickly that firing a missile is almost a death sentence for the squad that fires the missile.
Well, I'm afraid that they've caught on to that, and they're firing single missiles from just single locations and move them around so that we spend all that time and money blasting that area when the missile that they already had fired, and that's how we found it, and there may not be anything else there, but I'm overthinking it.
Well, you are overthinking it because we have drones watching where they are, and they can't run away fast enough, believe me.
Okay. All right, Daron. God bless you. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Daron Levin. That's it for us. Stand by for Ryan Armani. Regards, Paul W. Smith.